My granny, then. I believe that's our ring.
I know this, Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner has managed to pull himself together since Little Pearl's departure for the nurse's school yesterday. And Lum is still trying to find a plan to save Pine Ridge from disintegration. However, the thing of the moment is the regular weekly meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club, which is convening at Ulysses S. Quincy's home this evening, his excuses notwithstanding. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner approaching the Quincy house. Listen.
Kind of airy show tonight, ain't it?
It is. Sort of nippy. It sure is.
Don't forget now, we're going to stay just as long as we can tonight.
Yeah.
Grannies, we'll get even with old Ulysses for making all them excuses and getting out of having the meeting at his place for so long.
Yeah, how come he never thought up no excuses for tonight, Long?
I don't know. He must have run out of them, I reckon.
Yeah.
But we'll make up for everything tonight. When he starts yawning and unlacing his shoes and winding the clock, just don't pay no attention to him. Just sit right there.
No, oh, I won't budge an inch, not a one, no.
Eat all you can do. Don't forget that. He ain't had to furnish refreshments, not at all.
Yeah, well, don't worry. I'll be able to eat plenty. I just ate a little bit of supper tonight, just special for this.
Oh, I never ate nothing except an apple and a piece of cornbread.
Well.
Maybe we'll learn old Ulysses a lesson.
Yeah, we'll learn it. I know these other fellas must be here ready, Long. Look, there's four pair of overshoes sitting outside the door.
Yeah. Well, I told them to come early.
He did, huh?
Yeah, I told them to come early and stay late, I said.
Mind out, I think I hear Ulysses coming to the door.
Don't let him know what we're aiming to do.
I don't care. Well, evening, Ulysses.
Yeah, howdy, Ulysses. Everything all set for the meeting tonight?
Yes, okay. Come on in, man.
Yeah, thank you, Ulysses. Is it all right to put our overcoats right here?
Yes, okay, Lum.
Yeah, howdy, Abner.
Oh, hello, Grandpap.
Howdy, Mr. Lum. We're going to do like you said tonight, Mr. Lum.
Hush up, Cedric. How are you tonight, Grandpa Masters? Oh, he's asleep already, ain't he?
Yeah, it looks like it. Doggett, I wish I had that chair he's sitting in. I'd like to have a good, comfort place to sit, long as we're going to be here for quite a while.
Abner, mind out.
Well, what'd you say, Abner?
He never said nothing, Ulysses. Just said you had a nice, comfort place here.
Oh, well, it's okay.
Say, Abner, I run into Sam Hibben today.
Sam Hibben?
Yeah, he want me to tell you something.
He did? Well, what was it, Grandpa?
Well, I knowed you'd ask me, and I didn't want to forget it, so I wrote it down for you.
Well, good for you. That's
the trouble is, I can't recollect what I wrote it down on.
Oh, well, more like it weren't nothing very important, no way.
Now, just hold your horses. I'll find it here somewhere.
Yeah, I'd like to see if he got it.
Well, we can't wait for that, Grandpa. There's some extra things I want to take up at the meeting tonight. So if you fellas will simmer down, we'll get started here.
Yeah, sure. I'm ready, Lum.
The 8th meeting of the Pine Ridge Golden Era Discussion Club will now come to order. All them present signify by the usual same sign.
Hey.
Okay.
Granny, we got to invent a device to keep Grandpa Master's mouth closed during the meetings, you know. Listen at that snoring. Shake him there, Abner.
Hey, Grandpa.
That's better. Feller members, tonight
maybe
we're
maybe Ellery can invent something, Lum, to help that.
Ellery?
Yeah, that's my youngest. Just going on 6, but smart as a whip.
Well, that's nice. Fellow members...
Lordy, hear him recite Patty Cake. Cutest thing you ever heard.
Yeah, well, I'd love to hear that sometime. Fellow members, before we take up the high-class culture subject for tonight, I want to talk about the crisis that's facing Pine Ridge. As you know, our population is starting to increase downwards.
Now, would you like to hear Ellery recite, Lum?
Well, Not right now, Ulysses.
Well, now, if you want to, just speak up. It's no trouble at all. Terry! Terry! Send Elder out. Lum wants to hear him recite.
Well, now, Ulysses, I don't want to put you to no bother.
Now, that's it, Elder. Come right on in here now. Don't be bashful.
We really ought to get on with the meeting.
Well, everybody quiet now. Okay, Elder, go ahead. Say it. Come on, Elder. Patty cake, patty cake.
Well, I can say it better than that.
Be quiet, Cedric.
Maybe he's sleepy, Ulysses. Better put him back to bed, I think.
Well, sir, I can't understand it. Never acted this way before. Now, come on now, Elder. Patty cake, baker. Go on.
Baker's man. Bake me a cake as fast as you can.
Cedric, be quiet.
I think he needs sleep, Ulysses.
Now, let's see you try him once, Lum. Maybe he'll say it for you.
Me?
Yeah, go ahead. Start him out on it, and then he'll go on by himself. I know he will.
Well, all right, Ellery. Patty cake, patty cake. Go on, Ellery.
Now, sir, I can't understand it. Maybe it's a new acidity bag his ma put around his neck. Well, I guess I better take him back to his ma.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. It's sort of late for him to be up anyway.
Come on, Elder. Can't understand. It's usually just as smart as a whip.
Better read the minutes of the last meeting, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Soon as I find him here, I got him somewhere, I know.
Elder, he ain't very smart, is he?
Cedric, that ain't polite to say such things as that.
Oh, excuse me. He ain't very smart, though, is he?
Cedric, it ain't nice to talk that way. If you ain't got something good to say about somebody, just don't say nothing. Keep it to yourself.
Doggies, he sure looks like his paw, don't he?
Yeah, but I wouldn't say that out loud, neither.
Huh?
He might outgrow it.
Huh?
Wouldn't hold it again in a baby. Get the minutes read, Abner.
Yeah, sure. Let's see here. You know, to read my own writing. The last meeting of the Golden Era Discussion Club was...
Abner, would Sam Hiblin want to say anything to you about darning cotton?
Darning cotton?
Yeah, I got darning cotton jotted down here.
Of
course, now, that might have been something Charity wanted me to get for her at the store.
Yeah, might have been. I don't think Sam want to talk to me about that. Club was held at the home
of... Just a minute. Here comes Ulysses back. We're just reading the minutes, Ulysses.
Oh, okay. I don't know what's wrong with Elry. Usually he's just as smart as a whip.
Yeah, well, you take youngins, they get streaks like that sometimes.
Well, not Elry, though. Smart as a whip, that boy.
Oh, you said that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah. At the home of Milford A. Spears. Refreshments of sandwiches and cocoa water.
Just a second, Abner. What'd you say, Ulysses?
Well, I believe I hear Carrie calling. More likely, Elder is ready to recite now.
Oh.
I send him in, Carrie.
Well, now, wait a minute, Ulysses. You don't have to do this for me.
No, I don't want you to go home disappointed, Lum.
Well, I'll bear up somehow.
Now, come along. Don't hang back now, son. Come right on in here, Elder.
Reckon he's learned it any better by now?
Oh, he'll do it for sure this time. Well, that's it. Stand right there now. All right, okay, Elry. Say it good now. Come on now, Elry. Say it for the nice man. Patty cake.
Sandy.
I never said nothing.
Well, boy, must be cutting the tooth.
At his age?
They never acted like this before. Come on now, Elry. Recite. Let's see you get him started again, Lum.
Well, I'm feared I ain't much of a hand at this, Ulysses.
No, he'll do it for you, Lum. He's taking a great liking to you.
He has, huh?
Yes, give him the whole poem once, Lum, and then he'll do it by himself. I know he will.
The whole poem, huh?
Might as well do it, Lum. Maybe that'll get it over with.
Oh, well, Patty cake. Listen, we better get on with the meeting, I think. Besides, we might be scaring Elry or something.
Well, okay. Run back to your mo, Elry. Harry, let us know if Elry starts saying it. I'm a woman, let us know, man.
That's just dandy.
Oh, sir, I don't want you to miss out on this.
No, I hate to miss it. Well, go ahead, Abner, and finish up the minutes.
Oh, yeah. Sandwiches and cocoa was served. We discussed the high-class...
Here it is, Abner, here it is. Here's what Sam Hibben wanted me to tell you.
Oh,
no, I had it wrote down here somewhere.
Well, good for you. What is it?
Hello.
Huh?
He said to be sure and say hello to Abner.
Oh.
I know good and well I'd have forgot that if I hadn't wrote it down.
Well...
Anything important like that, always make a note of
it. Now, wait a minute, man. I see Carrie signal me. Elry must be ready now. Well, send him right on in.
Just a second, Ulysses.
Now, you say the whole poem first, Lom, and then he'll repeat it. And clap your hands while you're doing it, Lom. That'll sort of help the boy.
I just happen to think of some work I've got to do at the store, Ulysses. The meeting is hereby adjourned. Come on, Abner, let's go.
Go? I thought we was going to stay here for
a while. Them plans are changed. Come on, get your overcoat.
Well, we ain't had the refreshments yet, Lom.
Well, I ain't got much of an appetite tonight. Good night, everybody. Good night, Ulysses.
Okay.
Had a nice time. Sorry I can't stay and listen to Ellery.
That's a shame.
Well, good night, feller. Bogus, huh? We ought to stay for the refreshment.
Well, we can stop by the store and get some soda crackers and sardines or something. Granny's, I'm glad to get out of there.
Huh?
I was embarrassed to death.
Embarrassed?
Yeah. How does that poem patty cake go, anyway?
Huh?